live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, investigations are continuing following the death of a man and two children near Quigley's Point last night. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has removed the party whip from Donegal's Senator Niall Blaney, who attended the Oireachtas Golf Society event this week. Senator Blaney has apologised for his attendance. COVID-19 restrictions are being extended in Kildare, but they will be lifted for counties Leash and Offaly. And Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to an arson attack at a business premises at Pierce Road in Letterkenny. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15 with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, investigations are continuing following the death of a man and two children near Quigley's Point last night. The family's car was travelling from Muff to Quigley's Point when it skidded across the road, plunging into the water of Loch Foyne at around 10:20. The driver of the car, 49-year-old John Mullen from Moville, lost his life, as did two children, 14-year-old Thomas and Amelia, aged 6. His wife and their mother, Geraldine, survived. Superintendent Eugene McGovern has been giving more details of the tragedy.
We were notified of the actual collision at approximately 10:26 p.m. So based on what we know at this moment in time, we're happy that the collision happened circa 10:20 p.m. The Mullen family were travelling in a black ASX Mitsubishi SUV with a registration number of 11DL1566. They were travelling from Derry towards Moville. Some situation occurred or presented itself to Mr. Mullen, who was driving the vehicle, and the vehicle went out of control and careered across an embankment, and the vehicle ended up. Mullen managed to make her way out of the actual vehicle and was on the vehicle in the water. Their two children also made it from the vehicle, but sadly they perished in the water, and the driver of the vehicle, John Mullen, he also became trapped in the vehicle, and he never actually managed to make it from the vehicle. Geraldine Mullen was subsequently rescued from outside the vehicle and she was taken ashore. She's recovering in Letterkenny University Hospital. She has no significant injuries, but she's significantly traumatised, as you appreciate.
Ishkaheen Parish priest Father John Farron, who attended the scene last night, was speaking earlier on today's 9 till noon show. He spoke of how, in a matter of seconds, everything can change.
There are no words at all. It's just an awful tragedy to happen so unexpectedly. A family out for the evening, enjoying themselves, driving in very bad weather, very windy weather, roadworks in place, road conditions poor and slippery. And within seconds, for some of them, life had ended, and for the mother, life has changed completely in a short period of time.
You spoke to Mum last night. I can't even ask how she is. I can imagine how she is, but
she was obviously completely shocked, hysterical. I suppose the usual thing of, you know, why did I survive? And just unbelievable, just couldn't believe it at all. And I would suspect that I haven't spoken today to the family, but I suspect today that when reality strikes in, that the feelings will be even worse again for her today. It is just the shock of the thing of trying to get out of the water herself, of trying to save her family, and then finding that that was unsuccessful and that her whole life had changed in an instant of time.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin has removed the party whip from three Fianna Fáil senators, Paul Daly, Aidan Davitt and Donegal's Niall Blaney, who attended the Golf Society event. While the Taoiseach has removed the Fine Gael whip from senators Jerry Bottomer, Paddy Burke and John Cummins. Leo Radker says the representatives should lead by example. Earlier today, Senator Niall Blaney issued a statement apologising for his attendance at the Oireachtas Golf Society dinner earlier this week. He said he accepts he should not have attended the event and he apologises for what he describes as his error of judgment. Meanwhile, Derek Leary admits it's not appropriate for for any member of government to disregard COVID-19 regulations like he did. The Agriculture Minister resigned from his role this morning after attending the Oireachtas Gulf Society function. Senator Jerry Bottomer resigned as Seán Ilasca Hiarlaigh for the breach of guidelines. Deputy Cleary told Midwest Radio he knew in his own mind that he had to step down.
There's a lot of hard calls to be made in relation to COVID in the next few weeks and months, again, as we move into the winter period, and that it wasn't in any way appropriate for a member of government to have ignored the regulations in the way I did. And I got that, I understood that, and I know that, and that's why I've taken the decision I have.
Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald claims the Taoiseach has turned down her request to reconvene the Dáil. Opposition parties, including Labour, the Social Democrats and People Before Profit, have joined the calls for the Taoiseach to take questions from Oireachtas members on the government's handling of COVID-19. Sinn Féin TD Eoghan O'Brien says there is no question that the Dáil should be recalled.
The single most important thing now is to restore public confidence in the government's approach to the virus. That is more important than anything else. And I think any political party who seeks to play party politics I think will be seen in a very dim light by the public.
COVID-19 restrictions are being extended in Kildare for 2 weeks, but they will be lifted for counties Laois and Offaly with immediate effect. A government briefing on the measures will take place this evening following a cabinet meeting. The Taoiseach says the government will provide further assistance to companies in Kildare following on from New COVID-19 testing methods are being explored that could allow people to carry out the tests themselves. HICWA and ambulance staff are comparing results from spit tests and short nasal swabs with results from standard tests. This would allow health workers keep a distance because the patient can do it without assistance. Infectious disease consultant Dr. Jack Lambert believes it's a good idea.
As long as you wear gloves and as long as you use a mask, then you're really not putting the healthcare worker at risk. So yes, if we could have a simple test that is just spitting in a cup and somebody could do that without having a healthcare worker nearby, if that has the same sensitivity, then that would be a practical solution. You could do more tests, but I think you'd have to do the validation to make sure it has the same sensitivity.
Meanwhile, there are 20 new cases of coronavirus in Northern Ireland. No new deaths have been reported. The death toll in the north remains at 559, while the total number of cases stands at 6,576. Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to an arson attack on a business premises at Pierce Road in Letterkenny. 5 cars were damaged and substantial damage was caused to a porta cabin by the fire, which broke out at around 1 o'clock this morning. Superintendent Eunan Walsh is asking anyone with any information to come forward.
This morning, Friday morning, at approximately 1:10 a.m, Gardaí were alerted to a fire at a car sales business premises on the Pierce Road in Letterkenny. Gardaí immediately went to the scene and discovered that a porta cabin of the business premises was engulfed in flames. The fire services arrived quickly afterwards and breached the gate of the premises and quenched the fire. 5 vehicles were damaged during the fire and the porta cabin was completely destroyed. The keys of all the cars at the premises have been destroyed because they had been contained in a cabinet, in the porta cabinet, so that's extra cost to the owner there. We're looking for a paid for information for anybody in the area at the time between maybe 11 p.m, 11:30 p.m. and 1 a.m. maybe saw anything, maybe has dash cam on their cars, to contact the Garda station at Letterkenny 07491 67100, or the Garda confidential line 1-800-666-111. Now we're in the early stages of the investigation and we have discovered some damage to a fence at the rear of the premises, which may indicate that it was not accidental.
Irish Water has confirmed that 3.5 kilometres of problematic water mains have been prioritised for replacement in the vicinity of Fulcara and Gortahork. The extra works will involve 1.8 kilometres of pipe at Curran Sport, 1.1 kilometres at Derry Connor, 720 metres at Calhern and 600 metres between the Ardbeg Water Treatment Plant and Owen Tully Bridge. Councillor Micheál Colmagill Aspach says there are some further areas that now need to be addressed.
I have worked extremely hard, short of being accused of harassment, Push Irish Water. We've seen last year where Derek Connor was announced, but then unfortunately it was withdrawn. Now, there are a number of other areas that I would like to have seen on that programme, and I will continue to work hard to make sure that we do get what the community deserves.
A man whose partially completed new home outside Strabane was burned down last week has appealed to anyone with information to contact the PSNI. Paul Gallagher was in the middle of building a family home on the Ernie Road when it was totally destroyed by fire in the early hours of last Saturday morning. He told Greg Hughes today that they have lost a lifetime of work.
All I know that the house has just burned down in early hours and didn't find out that's 7 o'clock that morning.
And how does this work in terms of insurance? I don't think there's insurance at this point of a build,
no,
is there?
No, insurance will cover it. Just lost everything, yeah. Just sold us, Ryan. To be truthful, Greg, I don't know where we can go from here. It's just took everything from us. It was a lifetime ambition to get this done. It's just a saving. It was savings and everything was put together and hard work to get it that far. It's just really hard to talk about it, so it is. It's just soul destroying.
And you know,
somebody's out there that would stoop that low to do something like this.
It could take a number of weeks to implement guidance on school bus capacity, according to a trade union. The Department of Education says will only operate at 50% capacity. Discussions will take place between officials and Bus Éireann to introduce the measure. General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union, Dermot O'Leary, says it will take a huge effort to get the schools reopened.
It is a logistical nightmare, to quote one of the managers from yesterday, and it will take extreme efforts on all sides, including parents, of course, to ensure that we get those schools reopened and our part in it. And there are many stakeholders involved here. We're vital once we get that. But I suppose, look, normally for y'all here, giving out about, you know, industrial relations issues, and there are many associated with this. But at the same time, we are conscious of the fact that we need our schools to reopen.
Donegal County Council has confirmed that additional measures will be put in place at a number of piers in the county to help alleviate access problems. It comes following a number of recent incidents during which emergency services were delayed in attending to an emergency due to access being blocked at piers by parked vehicles. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Donegal County Council officials say they're aware that emergency services have, on occasions, encountered difficulty reaching piers or slipways due to traffic congestion. The council says its piers and harbours team will continue to monitor activity and review operations at locations known to be particularly prone to congestion, and additional measures will be put in place to alleviate access problems, which will entail parking restrictions. However, they say, as many of the piers and harbours that attract visitors in large numbers are quite small with limited room for parking, there are continue to be a reliance on drivers behaving responsibly when deciding where to park. All drivers visiting a pier or harbour are asked to park only where it is safe to do so and not to park where it's liable to cause an obstruction to other traffic, particularly on a slipway or anywhere that would hinder access to a slipway. The council has warned that free access to slipways is vital for emergency services, in particular lifeboats, as lives can depend on it.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with news of horse racing, and Dylan Brown McMonagall's fine form continued in Killarney this afternoon as he picked up a fourth win of the week. He won the 2 o'clock race on high altitude, bringing the horse home at 15-2 for trainer John Joseph Murphy. It's a second win in Killarney this week for the Donegal jockey, who has also had winners at Leopardstown and Roscommon. Ahead of Derry City's meeting with Cork City in the League of Ireland Premier Division tonight, Derry boss Declan Devine is added to his squad. English defender Cameron McJanet has signed until the end of the season. The 21-year-old joins midfielder Jake Dunwoody in a move to the club after leaving Stoke City. Due to quarantine, McJanet will be unavailable for this evening's game at the Brandywell. The Candy Stripes go under the tie, sitting eighth on the table after eight games, one place ahead of Cork. Kickoff tonight is at 5:45. Derry boss Declan Devine knows the games are tough, but they do need to start picking up 3 points.
We've got to make sure we pick up as many 3 points as we possibly can. But look, we have to give credit to everybody else in the league. You only have to see the improvements that teams are making. People have recruited really well in the off season, and you know, there's no easy games. Everybody keeps saying this. You know, Sean McGovern's got a really tough game against us, and how they dig real deep, they turn us over. You see Dundalk at the Monaghan, they come from 2-0 down against Waterford. You see Sligo coming from a goal down against Waterford. You know, Fan Harps are fighting at every point, and that's the way it's going to be between now and the end of the season. But the one thing I will say, you know, 2-1s in this league takes you right up to the top end of the table. You know, I think there's only maybe 6 points between ourselves and Dundalk at the minute, sitting in third, fourth place. So we've got to focus on getting our next 3 points, and we've got to try and make sure that when we take that pitch on Friday night, we give everything to get that.
Also tonight, Shamrock Rovers can extend their lead at the top of the SSE Airtricity League to 7 points. They host Shelburne at 7:45. And Harps, of course, are not in action until Sunday afternoon as they make the long trip south to the RSC to play Waterford United. That game kicks off at 2 o'clock, and that's a fixture that we will have updates from on Sunday afternoon. Title-chasing Kilmacrenan Celtic cannot win the Donegal Junior League Premier Division crown this weekend. Even if they beat Drumkeen United on Sunday, there will be no presentation due to an ongoing disciplinary process. It's understood Kilmacrenan were docked 3 points this week for fielding a player that was sent off and didn't serve the one-game suspension. Points have been awarded to Cranford United, which brings Capri Rovers and Kildrum Tigers back into the Premier Division title race. Well, the Premier Division title in Inishowen can be won this weekend. There's a top-of-the-table clash as Glengad United host Alia FC. Alia will be champions for the first time since 2012 with a win or a draw. If they suffer defeat, Glengad will go to the top, but Alia do have one more game left to play. Elsewhere in Inishowen this weekend, the Charlie O'Donnell Cup final is on at McGinn Park in Buncrana on Saturday evening. Clonmany Shamrocks are up against QPS, and that one starts at 5 o'clock. The Europa League final takes place in Cologne tonight. Inter Milan play Sevilla with an 8 o'clock kickoff time in Germany. The Spanish side, of course, are looking to extend their rank, while if Inter can win it, it will be a fourth time for them to lift the cup. In Gaelic games, this weekend sees round 4 being played out in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. Sides, of course, will be jockeying for position in the fight for quarterfinals and the battle against relegation. Our feature game this weekend will be St Eunan's against St Michael's at the O'Donnell Park. Full commentary as from the 3 o'clock throw-in time, and we will have reporters at the other 7 games as well. In a big relegation battle, Dunlow take on Killybegs. Are playing Bundoran, Termon are up against St Nolls, Glenswilly are hosting the defending champions and current leaders in the standings, Niamh Connell. Milford will face Four Masters in another big relegation battle, Kilcar off to Glenfinn, and Gweedore will play McCools. Brendan Kilcoyne is a former winner of the senior championship with St Eunan's, and he's been trying to predict what the standings will look like after the weekend's games.
It's very much looking like the big four are going to get them coveted home quarterfinal spots. Like, what you're possibly looking at is Niamh Connell against McCools, Gweedore against Glenfinn, and then the last one is a bit more uncertain. Kilcar maybe against St. Michael's, and Eunan's against Bundoran. It could end up, I think, Eunan's against Michael's and Kilcar against Bundoran, depending on score difference on Sunday evening. The big thing here is the big four are going to be at home, so you're possibly looking at this stage at the big four again making it to the last four in the county for the county semi-finals, as they did last year, Oisin. That would be my figuring of it at this stage.
Who's the bottom four going to be?
Yeah, well, that is really difficult. And again, that goes back to, it's going to come down to score difference. So it is, you currently have 5 teams on 0 points and 3 teams on 2 points. So any of them can be dragged into this scenario, into the relegation scenario on Sunday evening. Termon, 0 points, minus 58, look to be in trouble. You know that they are going to be part of it. And then after that, it depends on score different, Oisin, and it could be a mix of any of them 8 teams pending how results go. And that's what makes it really interesting. And, you know, you have some of these teams playing each other. You've done Low, Killybegs, Milford, Four Masters. So, you know, they're massive games in the context of the relegation playoffs on Sunday.
Brendan Kilcoyne, and you can hear more from Brendan in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. It's also going to be a big weekend in the Intermediate Football Championship as they also fight for positions and home advantage in the quarterfinals. There is, of course, 6 games to be played tomorrow evening. Clonhilly, Niamh Breed, Mallon against Neve Murrah, Neve Ulton to go on Red Hughes, Fanagh Gaels play Éireann Ballyshannon,
Bird up against Niamh Columb, and Niamh Columbkill will play Downings. There's also important games in the Junior Championship as well, and the action is set to start there tomorrow with Downings against Moville. Also on Sunday, it's semi-final day in the Donegal Senior Ladies Championship. Terman and Glenfinn both have home advantage in their respective last four games. Terman welcome Niamh Connell, and Glenfinn will take on Moville. And St Unans and St Nolls have home advantage for their semi-finals in the Intermediate against Fanad Gaels and Milford. And the Derry Senior Club Championship swings back into action this weekend as well, with matches Saturday and Sunday. The defending champions O'Donovan Rossa of Mahara Felt get things up and running tomorrow as they go to Banagher in Group C. The other game in that group in the afternoon is Glen against Ballanderry. In athletics, this weekend sees the first session of the AA National Senior Track and Field Championships, which will also incorporate the Under-23 National Championships. The Morton Stadium in Santry is the venue. A number of Donegal athletes are competing this weekend. Summer Leckie is hoping for a good couple of days. She will jump in the high jump and chase down an Irish National Senior title. The second weekend is on Sunday. It's also an important weekend on the cricket front, with matches in the North West Senior T20 competition and the final run of games ahead of the knockout stages. They're also jostling for positions here in relation to what cup competition they will feature in the semi-finals next week. Hopefully the weather, of course, will hold off for them for the cricket in the North West. And finally, in rugby, Pro 14 action, of course, returns this weekend. Albie Mathewson and Ian Madigan will both make their first Ulster appearances off the bench in Sunday's meeting with Connacht at the Aviva Stadium. John Cooley and Billy Burns make up the starting halfbacks, while Jacob Stockdale starts at fullback. Bundiaki will make his 100th appearance for Connacht in that game. So then, we're all set for a busy weekend of sport. I'll be back with Saturday Sport just after the 2 o'clock news tomorrow. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. For weather now, frequent showers today. Some heavy showers will become more scattered throughout the day, with some sunny spells developing. Highest temperatures of 16 to 19 degrees in moderate to fresh and gusty southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, investigations are continuing following the death of a man and two children near Quigley's Point last night. The family's car was travelling from Muff when it skidded across the road, plunging into the water of Loch Foyle at around 20 past 10. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has removed the party whip from three Fianna Fáil senators, Paul Daly, Aidan Davitt and Donegal's Niall Blaney, who attended the Gulf Society event. Earlier today, Senator Blaney issued a statement apologising for his attendance at the event. COVID-19 restrictions are being extended in Kildare for 2 weeks, but they will be lifted for counties Laois and Offaly with immediate effect. A government briefing on the measures will take place this evening following a cabinet meeting. Gardaí are appealing for information in relation to an arson attack on a business premises at Pierce Road in Letterkenny. Five cars were damaged and substantial damage was also caused to a Porsche cabin by the fire, which broke out at around 1 o'clock this morning. Sergeant Una Walsh is asking anyone with any information to come forward. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferrisher. Good evening.
Sheer Mahasa Kursi Giliga Agus Nakanti Gilta Le Colum Ferritor. Fog Rios game Farberha Alunus Namind in Chacht and Shaw. Frege Anestiok TG Kahar Agus Uzus Nigelta, a Carter and Kursa Erfile. Taharak Sul Go Kruhuhart Jeshina Fostiokta Agus Anluna of Frege and Kursa. Runter and Kursa and Ia Hodge, Skem Tahi Ebra, Lahaidini Atag Toshit Tanarnil, Agus Atagiri Tahi Practicula Oil. Agus game Sparantakta Us Aluna at Hajiri Rini Ata Igober Sananyal Hanafin, Agus Boy Lokur Lena Gaj Skillina. Carter Foilture of Irata Show Kolakti Lerachan Dini A Ostu or Fai Trev Shibliana, Tag Frastal Urankursa, Kontahi a Horj Diva La Farish, Agus Abraji Namine, Esaik Hosport Nasparantakta Us Aluna Sanolus Ard Level a Spragu Sananyal, Agus Taku Leri Hori, Tatiji Kat. Agus Uras Nigeltag ta glorig lerihe spesia ucholachti niaus blaha lerahan awil sim aku parcha glacus is game farbrha aluna na mine is federu is feder sunri na schema a oil egg egg udra spunk ie tagarlas the gradam a falsi horact fiha fiha fogarha eganeractus and shacht and shaw ego farch la foros negeliga la tegel na lors ta anyam niha erangarlas the gradam e hulawain lor na bliana don lehor fasta gradam rex carlo lor na bliana don lehor og august gradam Lord na bliana de sihers astrihe go geliga o hanga ele le fekal an sif foros ni geliga an amask an chnusa filiachta chenny galain de chodjan skrif nora askidor maia dini ren falsi ag evlodge agus eirth her wunchers an eir huskart ve parches an actus dunanal abu na love donigal an sheola jeg dan visha hugin le holus a spragu fwyn chondai hartar an doin con curturi avalu chon an chondai es caliru lina agrihe ag uncorlia chondai hunanal a janters frij na man socialta at has an actus dunanal abu carter baim fwyllai chursi tastel munch a Hyundai, of course, the Holtera and Yeliga, Augustine County, Geltakta. Jemma Hodge, Heligolier, Slanagus Bannocked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, August the 21st. The death has taken place of Evelyn O'Byrne, Narn Road, Ardra, County Donegal. Funeral Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, a funeral is private to family and close friends. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/Church of the Holy Family, Ardra. The death has taken place of Jessica Duffy, 11 Newton Kennedy Street, Strabane. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday morning at 9:30 for Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. The death has taken place of Patsy Gallen, Nancy, 101 Glenfin Street, Ballybuffet, and formerly of Mina Goland, Killigordon. Patsy's remains will repose at the family home at Mina Goland from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral from the family home on Sunday afternoon at 1:15 for Mass at 2 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the house, Mass and interment are private to family and close friends. The Mass will be streamed live via the St Patrick's Church Crossroads Killigordon Facebook page. The death has taken place of Katie Haughey, Listillion, Letterkenny. Funeral cortege leaving her home at 1:15 on Sunday afternoon, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for 2 o'clock at Funeral Mass, which can be viewed live on facebook.com/Irish Martyrs. Interment afterwards at St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to St Vincent de Paul, care of any family member. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. In compliance with current government and HSE guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment will be private to family and close friends, please. The death has taken place of Adrian Boyce, 38 Rosemount, Kilmacrenan. Remains will repose at his home. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. Funeral Mass can be viewed on Kilmacrenan Parish Facebook page. And the death has taken place of Letitia Finlay, 78 Liskey Road, Victoria Bridge. Funeral from her home tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for 2 o'clock service in Ardstraw Presbyterian Church, followed by interment in Ardstraw New Cemetery. Family flowers only, with donations in lieu to the sparing unit, Altnagalvin Hospital, cheques made payable to Adams and Pollock Funeral Directors. Due to current restrictions, the house and funeral are strictly private.